So now we're up to Baruch, but we forgot one thing. There is a custom that we start the meal with dipping eggs in salt water. Eggs are food that mourners eat. So there is an ancient custom that we begin the meal with dipping eggs in salt water. And that's the first course of the meal. After you've eaten your matzah and your maror and your korech, you dip eggs in salt water. I do not do this, because my stomach is doing somersaults at this point from all the grape juice and matzah and maror. I can't handle the eggs and salt water, but most people do. So after the meal, we reach barech, benching. And we should try to finish the four cups before chatzos, before midnight. We should at least try to finish the afikoman before midnight. But ideally, we should really finish the four cups before midnight. So midnight, you can check your calendars when that is. And we're up to benching.
I don't get it.
Some opinions hold it's at 12 o'clock.
It's like the afikoman is not really important, is what I'm getting from this lesson.
What we're getting from this lesson is that it is a model seder, and model students would have already offered it. So,
right.
Well, if no one showed up to the bargain.
You only taught the father's side of how to handle, or the leader of the family side of how to handle the afikoman. You didn't teach what are the kids supposed to do to bargain. You know?
If we're bargaining, so someone has to show up to the table with the bargaining chips. No one showed up here with an afikoman. No, I too late, yeah.
No, hold on. It'll just take a few minutes.
You need to hear what I said. So you should clump your son tomorrow.
Rabbi Gilman, just in general, we learned about that one time. Islam and Judaism and where it's all heading.
Maybe you could learn about it, but not for me. What do I know?
A lot.
No. Maybe one day. I don't know. Okay, so when we hit benching,
I know this stuff, Rav. I'm being total emet right now.
I hear you. But this is the Seder. We got to talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim right now. So we're up to Shir HaMalos. We were supposed to have eaten Afikoman. Finally, our thief has caved in. And we have hope. Maybe he will return the Afikoman. There are different tunes for the Shir HaMalos. Shir HaMalos B'Shuv Madonai Eshivas Tiyon Hayinu K'cholmim Oz Yimale Sichok Binu Tol Shoneinu Regina Oz Yoymeru Vagoyim Higdei Ladoi Noi Lasois Nimeine Higdei Ladoi Noi Lasois Imono Hagino Semechim Shuvo Adonai Es Shivisenu Kafikim Banegim Hazorim Bedimo Berino Yeikzoru Holoch Yedech Umacho Nosei Meshech Hazora Boyavo Verino Nosei Alomosa. We have a Zimun. We need to rinse out our cups and refill our cups of wine.
We
wash our hands and then we say the Shir HaMalos we just said. Okay, so let's go get our cups of wine ready. The third cup of wine is going to be the cup of benching. We honor benching with the third cup of wine. Notice that Chazal aligned every one of the four cups with a mitzvah. We don't just drink wine. The first cup is Kiddush. The second cup, the conclusion of Magid. The third cup, benching. And the fourth cup, you will see, is the conclusion of Hallel. Okay.
Wait, so how come what do we gotta rinse our cups out for?
Because your cups are dirty.
No, they're just dirty with wine.
It's the way of kings rinse your cup out before another one.